The John DeBella Podcast.
This is another one of those stories that gives me no hope for society.
All right.
All right. People in Salem, Missouri have been issued the friendly reminder that there are bears roaming around the area, and do not attempt to wrestle with them.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Why would you need to tell people this?
Well, people have like bears for pets, right? There's some that do.
I guess that's
possible. And they bring
possible.
Them for shows.
Right. But those are like tend to be trained
Russians.
Bears and Russians. And but the same, this is in regards to bears cruising community streets, and they put out a list of things you cannot do with the bear.
I would like to hear the list.
All right. Wrestle the bear.
Okay.
Permit bear wrestling on your premises.
That seems to be the same as one, but okay.
Okay. Promote, stage, and conduct bear wrestling.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This seems like this list could have been cut down.
Okay, right. Advertise that there will be bear wrestling.
Okay.
All right. Collect admission for
that's actually how,
what, said bear wrestling.
All right. So this is actually Russia.
Right. No, this is Missouri. All right. Purchase, sell, or possess a bear that you know will be used for wrestling.
This was Vince McMahon's original WWF idea. Yeah, it was bear wrestling.
And, of course, there's train a bear for wrestling.
Okay, so this list could have just been.
And never have to run faster than the bear.
I know this.
Right.
This is a fact.
Right, it's a fact. You have to run faster than the person you're with.
Yes, that's correct. Because then they will wrestle the bear.
Exactly. No, you can't wrestle the bear.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
So researchers at New York University have been working on this for a while, and they've been, well, it's boobs.
All right.
They've been trying to figure out what the what perfect boobs are.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
All of them.
Well. You might find that to be the answer when I'm finished with the story.
All
over
right.
1,000 men and women were shown photos of 25 different sets of breasts, and they were to rate which are the most attractive.
All right. Ten. Ten.
Researchers took 5 of the best ratings and combined them to one image of what perfect boobs are supposed to look like. All right.
Okay.
So, and not surprisingly, they're fairly perky. They're not huge. The study describes them, quote, as moderately sized.
Okay.
But here's the most interesting insight. Being symmetrical didn't seem to matter much.
Why would it?
Right. The perfect boobs are a composite image. And in the composite image, each one is a different size.
Well, I think one is normally bigger than the other naturally, like slightly larger ladies.
Right.
All right. Is that a thing? Is that science? Thank you. I'm a scientist. Dr. Stephen Vassalotti.
That was your grandfather.
It was.
He
didn't see a lot of boobs.
And in this case, one of them hangs lower than the other. So basically, like you said to start with, there are no perfect boobs.
Right? Yes, there are.
They're all perfect.
Correct.
So rock them the way you got them, ladies.
Don't go padding your bra to please me. You never had much chest before. And don't imagine your hoot is cuter, 'cause I don't need a whole lot more. Oh, you'd probably leave me if they were bigger. Your bust would keep me from your heart. I'd miss the good times. I love the flat times. I love your breasts the way they are. I need to know that you will always wear a trainer, a cup 32. Squeezing you. Whoa, I don't want heaving. cleavage. I never want to work that hard. Oh, I just want something that I can fondle. Oh, I love your breasts the way they are.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
As long as we're talking about Bruce, we might as well mention the fact that it was on this date in 1978 that Darkness on the Edge of Town came out. One of my favorite, probably my second favorite Bruce Springsteen album. Right? First favorite, Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
All right? But this one, God, I love this one. This is, you know, on this, Candy's Room is on it. I love Candy's Room. Badland is on it. You know, I love Badlands. And, of course, Prove It All Night is on it. And Clarence Clemons once told us a story about Prove It All Night, about how it was a standout song from all of the others. Here's what he had to say.
Kind of fits that whole era that these songs came out of. You got to prove it all night. You're married, you got kids or whatever. There's never a time you can say, okay, that's it, I'm going to stop. You got to do it here, you got to do it there, you got to do it everywhere. Because everybody wants the best. Everybody wants everything, you know. So you just can't stop. You just got to keep putting it in, man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
So yesterday we got the news about Al Pacino. Or was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before. 82, 83.
He's 83. His 29-year-old girlfriend is pregnant.
Gross.
All right. And,
29, disgusting.
I know. Who does he think he is, Mick Jagger?
I just was talking about her.
It sounds like Al didn't exactly celebrate finding out that his 29-year-old girlfriend was having
not.
A baby.
All right. He's 82.
All right. In fact, he demanded a prenatal DNA test.
Oh yeah, wow.
He's really questioning it.
I said this on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was.
A source says the mom to be and him aren't even in a relationship anymore.
He's been soft for years.
Oh my God!
No, that's not true.
Yes.
No, it's dust that comes out, but it's
fine.
I knew it. I have his reaction.
Let me hear it.
All right, here we go.
It was not what I wanted.
I got no life.
It was stupid.
I was
stupid.
Stupid. You talk about my daughter that way.
Stupid. Hold on, she was being stupid.
You don't understand.
I was gonna marry you.
Get out of here.
What do you want here?
Wake up. This is the 21st century.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Now, we are happy to say, knowing that this was going to be the last First Friday, there was really only one person we wanted to have in the studio, and that is the one and only. Please welcome Vinnie Brand, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because I know you don't get that when you're at a club.
I don't get that. Thank God you're retiring. Let me tell you, this is my favorite First Friday ever.
How many times you've been in here? You know
I know. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry. Well, normally there'd be another guy, Dave or somebody. But anyway.
He had to cut costs for the mics.
This is my favorite one because I don't have to be funny. I can't not be invited again. Who cares? Who cares?
I was about to say, Vinny, this is the last time you're going to be on my show.
I'll be here again. This is not just a visit.
All right.
This is an official audition.
Let go of the microphone. Let go. Okay, when you
I'm
talk.
You know, listen, I'm very nervous because I know that you know, Satan's wandering around here somewhere.
He's right, listening. Right. I know he's listening. He's not in here yet, but he's listening.
I could do this job. There's a couple things. The show has to start a little later, and it can't always be on time. But I will do this job.
Okay. All right. We'll let him know that you're putting your hat in the ring.
My hat's in the ring.
It's a cowboy hat.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's in the ring. If we could do the show from my house, that would be even better. So, John, this is it, right? You're retiring.
I'm retiring.
And do you know what you're going to do?
I'm going. I was thinking stand-up comedy.
No, John, don't. I would, first of all, trim your mustache. That's the first thing I would do. So, you retiring made me think about my retirement.
Right, okay.
And I just bought a retirement home, which I've never thought I would ever do.
Okay.
Have you bought yours yet?
No.
Okay.
We're looking.
Bought mine, John, and you should buy where I bought. I went with a mahogany exterior.
Right.
You know, four handles on each side.
Side, yeah.
One satin pillow. Dual doors. I got dual doors. I can cool my feet if I want to. I'll never retire.
He's a burner, not a barrier.
Yeah, I'm a burner, not a barrier.
Yeah.
Although, you're going to burn up?
Yeah. Although.
That's going to be a big fire.
although, I'm thinking of being a fertilizer. That's a new thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know, they wrap you in cloth. They put you in the ground. They stick a tree on top of you, and you become the feed.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on. I'm supposed to get a trip to Italy out of this with you being a burner.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Listen, burn part of your body, and then the rest you can be fertilizer. Okay. He wants to be sprinkled in Venice.
Yeah, my mother was cremated.
Was she?
Yeah, and for weeks, the cops called it arson. Now, let me say this. Terrible joke. I feel bad doing that joke.
It took a little for them to get it, too.
You mean they can compost you now?
Yes.
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 I would prefer just to be put out in the woods.
Right?
Because, first of all, my wife's a procrastinator. I could be dead for weeks. And she wouldn't do anything until the smell got bad. So I think I want to be just dumped in the woods, let the animals pick my body apart.
Uh-huh.
What a pleasant morning conversation we're having.
It is. Thank God, you know, if it were Alaska, we could just send you out on an ice floe.
Yeah.
Right. That should be kind of cool.
Right.
How do you want to go?
Burn.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to go peacefully in my sleep. I would like to then be cremated afterwards so I don't come back as a zombie.
Right. Did you set it all up?
No, I'm 35. I've got plans.
He's not thinking that yet.
Terrible.
Shut up.
let's talk about the fact that this is the first Friday that we've had human beings in this studio that I can recall since before the thing.
The thing. Right. This is actually, is this the third or the fourth?
Third since COVID.
Since COVID, yeah.
We just brought it back.
Yeah, we just brought it back.
To end it.
Right.
Right. And
we would have invited you, but we had real comics.
Better. Oh, John! You son of a... Get the dump button ready. So I'm driving down here. I get a phone call from a guy whose number is in my phone.
Okay.
All right. And he goes, where are you? You're supposed to be in studio. Now, I'm looking at my watch, instantly go into panic mode. It's this freak behind me. Who's obviously a stalker. He's not here for you, John. He's here to plan my death. I will not make it home. And
I've told you, you constantly give out your phone number the air. Do you think people don't save it?
Save it is one thing, right?
Right.
But then to coordinate and be here in the studio with a van in the parking lot with no windows. What does that guy do for work? Doesn't he scare you? He's got long hair. Looks like he's retired, right? He's got to be. What do you do for work?
A plumbing heating contractor.
I would never let that guy touch my pipes. Look at that. That guy smokes that more dope than any plumber on the planet.
That's what your father did. Your father was a plumber.
My father never had hair like that. My father didn't go out looking like a freaky surfer. What's the name of your plumbing business?
Daily Plumbing Heating.
Daily Stalking and Plumbing and Heating. There's no plumbing going on now. What's he doing here? All right. Anyway, so... You're excited, right? What are you gonna do? You have no idea.
I've got my woodworking hobby, and that will occupy my time. My wife started a list of things I was gonna do in January. all right. You know, it's a room. No, that's the list takes up a room. It's just on the walls. It's all around.
Yes,
right? That's it. All right. Every day, all I hear is, you're gonna have to get this done. You're gonna have to get this done. You're gonna have to get this done. I was trying to explain to him, like, you know, and this happened. Have you seen the show Shrinking?
No.
In this show, there's a husband and wife, a couple of the characters, and the husband's nearing retirement. And the wife says, look, you got to understand something. Right? I've been here in this house. I've had my time in this house alone, you know, all this time. Now, when you retire, you're going to have to find something to do. You're going to have to find someplace to go because I'm used to being here alone, right? And on the day he's going to retire, he comes up to him and says, look, I know how you feel about this and, you know, and this being your space. But now that I'm retiring, you're going to have to find someplace to go because I've been going out, busting my ass all this time.
Right.
So that you could sit here and, you know, play with your little rocks and whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
All right. So, oh, this is great, right? And Lisa hasn't seen the show yet. I'll tell her the same thing. And then I did. And she goes, no.
Yeah.
No.
No, you're no. Shot. You're no. Shot.
That's it. All right.
Yeah, she'll have a long time. So my wife and I, we work from home. So we're home together all the time.
Right.
So when I retire, the first thing I'm doing is leaving the house.
Right.
It's the exact opposite. I get up this morning and I leave the house and she's like, have a good day. I'm like, I'm driving 2 hours to do 22 minutes on the radio to drive 2 hours home. I got nothing to plug. There's a freak that's going to stalk me. This is not a good morning. It's not a good morning.
How are the kids?
All right. So, you know, I always say this. It's like the stock market, right? So we're up and down, mixed returns. So my three youngest children are doing great.
Right.
And then my oldest child is doing well, but she lives to fight with me.
Right.
Okay. So she doesn't listen in this area. She's not in this area. But what I just said, she will find that comment and we'll have a 7-month fight over me saying she loves to fight. And then the other two are just, you know, in the middle. They're averaging out decent returns. My youngest, my 10-year-old, is wrapping me horrifically around her finger. I would do anything for that kid. And then my other two, they're doing great. You know, one graduated Michigan. The other's at Michigan.
Right.
All of our money is at Michigan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think if you're having kids today, you seriously have to introduce your children to pot very early and keep them away from college education. So expensive. Right? Or be a plumber. Imagine having so much money, you could just take a Friday off. And I work 7 days a week. The plumber's got a day off. How is that possible? I have four businesses, and this guy's just, call today in. This whole group, by the way, we were talking politics off the air. We're a little bit of politics, which I never talk on the air. And I can tell by looking at this group, they're not readers. And I'm sorry, this girl's upset. But I know out there you can't see what I'm looking at, but trust me, this is a very scary group. Are you guys married?
I believe that's dad and daughter.
It's your daughter.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thank God.
Who'd you think that was, Al Pacino and his latest girlfriend?
What's that?
You think there was Al Pacino and his latest girlfriend?
You heard about that, right?
Dad, there's billboards all over Philadelphia. Stop sex trafficking. And I thought I had seen... There's no way.
Poor girl.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Benny Brand is here with his stalker. And
is that the first time a listener has called you off the air?
No, I've had listeners call several times. And they dial 908-601-6976. And that's my number. And I don't care. Like, when he called before, he really just made me nervous because I thought, oh, my God, am I supposed to be there? And I had to check, you know, while I'm doing 82 miles an hour, I'm checking text messages from Steve to make sure I didn't screw up the time. But he hung up pretty quickly. No, they call a lot. You're right. So listeners call. People, I give my number out to everybody.
All right, that number again?
908-601-6976. You can call me for, you know, damn near anything. I don't care.
All right.
Now, I give people advice. Like I said it off air. You look like you're losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you said it's just shifting.
Right. That's it. It's just moving one spot to another.
Where is it moving to, John?
It's all right here up front.
Okay. Right? So I didn't know if you had a tuck pocket. Anyway. I need a bigger tuck pocket, by the way. I need a lot of room. I need a big tuck pocket.
I'm watching you squirm trying to get.
No, I think that's the funniest term I've ever heard.
Tuck pocket?
You know what a tuck pocket
is? Yeah.
Target brought the tuck pocket to the forefront of the American lexicon. Yes. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Neither did I.
Yeah, okay, but now I want one immediately.
Right.
So I am putting weight on. I'm getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a complaint. I've just made the decision to get fat. Yeah, because food is delicious.
Yeah.
And I've deprived myself for so long. Now I'm going to be 61 soon. How old are you for real? You never really told me.
That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Oh, Vinnie Brand is here in the studio with us for this last First Friday. I know. I mean, I want you to know, you were, as soon as we realized that this is what was going to happen, you were the first call.
That is very nice, John. You know,
even for a guy who, you know, that for the most part, the country doesn't know. It's not like you have a special or anything like that.
I do have a special, John.
You have a special.
You know, John, it's so funny you bring that up. It's not like, I almost feel like it came up serendipitously right after I begged off air to promote my special that was shot right here in Philadelphia.
Here in Philadelphia?
At Helium Comedy Club.
At Helium Comedy Club. A club that we work with regularly. Right. Made no mention of it.
No mention.
No mention at all.
So, and here's the thing. It's called R.I.P. Fat Bobby.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, everybody immediately said to me, is that Bobby Kelly?
That's what I thought.
Everybody thought that.
Right, right.
No, it's just a story that R.I.P. Fat Bobby is a story in my set. And I had a blast taping it. And it's, you know, shot at Helium.
Right, right.
Find it on YouTube. It's very funny. But here's the part I like best. So they called me up. I was at the last minute. Somebody must have bombed out because Mark called me up because, hey, you want to shoot a special next week? And I did absolutely zero prep.
Nice. Kind of like this interview.
Well, you're funny. You
drove
like this interview.
2 hours, did 22 minutes of stand-up, and I drove 2 hours home.
So I'm in the green room, and they're shooting three specials that day, and my wife's with me.
Is that
you're
him?
Squeaking.
Is it his hearing aids or is it his headphones?
Actually,
my headphones. That's better.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't hear that.
Don't even have him on.
So I'm in the green room and my wife goes, what are you going to do? What material are you going to do? And I go, I don't know. It's starting in 8 minutes. Like, I'll figure it out. And that's the way I think comedy was supposed to be anyway. So whenever I watch a special and I feel like it just went perfect, right? Nothing went wrong.
Right.
Now my special went perfect and nothing went wrong, but it was off my cuff. That's how good I am. It was fun, really fun to shoot.
And when did this come out, this special of yours? Not only didn't Helium promote it, but you didn't even tell us about it, and we found out about it 5 minutes ago.
You did so I have my own YouTube channel. You go Vinnie Brand, right?
Right, right, right.
So I'm growing. I have 72,000 subscribers. And so I was never a marketing in my own career. I always worried about the club, feeding my children.
72,000 subscribers?
I have 72,000.
Wow. That's almost as many as the kid who does the thing with the cups.
Yes, it's true. And it's growing. It's growing, John. Now, having mentioned it on this radio station,
right.
I'll have 72,002.
Right.
back across the net. So,
thank you.
So, and also Facebook and the TikTok, which I'm addicted to.
The TikTok.
You've never sounded older.
Okay, yeah,
you've
right,
never
right,
sounded
right,
older.
Exactly.
People our age.
I'm on the Facebook and the TikTok.
Don't hour me. I may be older than you, but I would never say the TikTok.
I do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think
the
TikTok.
That's a great cover. That's a great cover.
Are you on the TikTok?
I am not on the TikTok.
Do you watch TikTok?
Occasionally, yes.
Oh, John. If you just get onto TikTok in the morning, it's a week later.
You of all people to stand here in this studio, right? And it's the first time you don't have your MAGA hat on. That you would promote this Chinese conspiracy website.
I got to tell you, the Chinese just fascinate me. They bring it, man. They bring it. I throw a Chinese frisbee. I wear Chinese sneakers. The Chinese do everything. I went to Disney World. I went to China and Disney World. All the stuff in China, Disney World, made in China. They're authentic. They're authentic. Don't you love the Chinese? Everything in this whole studio, how much of this stuff wasn't made in China or Japan or none of it made here?
No. There is a lot of American equipment here.
What's in here that's American?
The console, this piece of electronics over here, not one of the monitors.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You know what we made in China, John? American debt. Listen. That's what we made in China.
All right. Let's get off you for the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And let me ask you more about your home life. No more chickens?
No, the chickens are gone, and we won't bring them back because my wife is feeding now, I'm not making this up, about 10 fox, wild fox, and she feeds them because she goes out and feeds the cats, right. And the fox come and they eat the cat food. Well, we have a cat food bill that's just outsized because she's feeding all these fox, and she won't let me shoot them, and I want to shoot them because I don't need fox,
right?
But her and my daughter love them, so every morning... It's like Mutual of Omaha. That's way too old for most of you. Tom gets it. It's like a whole thing. Who's the guy in the corner? Very weird. So he hasn't said a word, not laughed.
He was bad. If he gets any worse, he gets the dunce hat.
Yeah, it's very scary. That guy's scary. So it's all these fox she feeds. Uh-huh. And so that's what's going on. There's no more chicken because that's the first thing.
What about the goats? Goats still there?
Three goats.
Uh-huh.
One just died. The other three won't. And I'm done with goats. I'm done. You know what it is? I started a forestry program at the house that meets my farm needs.
Right.
Right. And now that
So wait a second. So instead of having animals, you could plant trees and get the same discount?
No, John, it's even better. I cut trees down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to clean up a certain amount every year.
Right.
And I cut them down and I burn them. I sell the logs to myself. It's... I make the Biden family look clean, and that's a joke.
So this whole farm thing is just for a tax break?
Yes, it's from the get-go.
Wait a minute. Call me just a tax break guy. I'm an American farmer, Steve.
You're right.
You're looking at the heart and soul of this country. I drive a Chevrolet, all the parts made in Mexico. I'm an American. So... Go ahead. So what was your question?
No. My other question is you named your oldest daughter.
Yes.
And what she's up to. You named your other three daughters.
Right.
Right. And what they're up to.
One's in California.
Right. Okay. And
she's working with the homeless. That's a growing industry out there.
Okay. Not as high as theft, though. But you, no mention of your son.
No, my son's doing fine. But listen.
Is he still living in the truck?
No, he's out of the truck. That's how long ago I've been doing the show. That is now 16 years ago.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Really?
16 years ago, the truck story, which if those of you don't know this, I threw my son out of the house for smoking pot. I didn't know that one day it would be legal. Ironically, pot is legal. Now throwing your children out of the house, that's illegal. But that's okay because... So I threw him out, and he lived in a pickup truck in my driveway for 100 and some odd days.
Oh, my God.
And he had girlfriends coming, knocking on the front door. Is your son home? I'm like, he's in the truck. You could do better. Good-looking girls. I never understood it. I never got it because I had to work hard. I have a very beautiful wife. And if she's listening, Vicky, you know how much I love you. Stop spending money. And... He had these gorgeous girls that would knock on the door, and I'd say, well, you know, he's homeless. And they'd be, oh, we're going to take him out. It was amazing. So he's doing fine. But it's really, they're older. So right. You know, how often do you talk to your son?
Every other day.
You got to stop that. You got to get that out. Steve is still in love with his kids.
I find if I talk to him regularly, it costs me less money.
Oh, it's yeah. Well, you know, we cut off. I started saying, okay, no more, because I want to retire one day too.
Right.
And so my younger ones are very good with money, very good. My youngest one, 10 years old, worked all Mother's Day at our restaurant. All
right? Oh, wow.
So you can watch RIP Fat Bobby or come to our restaurant or come. We're doing ecotourism at the farm. So, so she works all day. She's 10. And at the end of the day, I give her $20. And she goes, $20? No, first I give her 10. I go, oh, no, it was 20. I give her 20 bucks. Right. And she goes, $20? I worked the whole day. This sounds illegal. So,
from a 10-year-old.
10-year-old. And I go, honey, you know, your job comes with a house. We house you. And she goes, I need more than that. So I give her $40. And she goes, what do I need to do to get 100? And I go, work another day and a half.
The John DeBella Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.